Today, we're going to be talking about all the shitty things our brain tells us and how to take it, flip it, and reverse it using affirmations. And yes, it's me, Rosalba. I have fallen ill. So this episode on affirmations is coming to you in either a sexy, raspy voice, or it's going to sound like I just smoked a carton of cigarettes. So, you know, plot twist. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rethinking with Rosalba podcast. This is all about unlearning some of the shitty habits, mindsets, and self-sabotaging behaviors that we have and rethinking how to address them. We're building healthy habits. We're changing our mindsets and beliefs so that you can create a life that you love. I'm your host, Rosalba, your unconventional life and success coach. So let's get into this bitch. Okay, so my voice is garbage. I actually had the best weekend this weekend with my babes, but at the same time, I was sick and my body just wanted to die. but I'm feeling way better. It's just that my voice is still trash. So that's why I decided to record this. And hopefully this episode could be a little shorter, you know, if I don't ramble. Okay, let's get into it. Affirmations. Affirmations are just a statement. That's it. That's simple. You're actually making affirmations. I don't care if you fucking believe in affirmations or not. You're actually making affirmations all day long. Think about it. Think about all the statements that you're making in a day. You're making them. Hello. What happens is most of the time, that thinking, those statements we're making are actually negative. Listen, statements are powerful whichever way they go, right? Like I always tell you, words are powerful. So they can be powerful when they're negative statements and they can be powerful when they're positive statements. And it's the whole thing of like your thoughts lead to your actions that lead to your reality, right? What's the saying? There's a saying that's like, as you think you shall be or something like that. You get the gist. Like what you're thinking is what you're creating for your life, what you become. So we need to concentrate on the words that we're telling ourselves, right? The issue is there's such a trend now in fucking affirmations and manifestations, and people are just spewing out a bunch of fucking nonsense. And this is where affirmations can go terribly wrong. It's not just words that you're fucking telling yourself. Listen, words have to be intentional. They have to be felt. They have to be believed. You know what I mean? Like we can tell ourselves all day these positive statements, these positive affirmations, and don't actually mean them. We just can't be spewing things out. Like what the fuck is the point of that, right? We want to or need to find evidence of these affirmations, okay? So for example, if you're stressed and you use the affirmation, I am calm, I am calm. No, you're not fucking calm. You're fucking stressed. So it's so stupid. Like think, that doesn't make sense. Like I know that's what people out there in the world are telling you, like, oh, when you're stressed, just tell yourself you're calm. No, I'm not fucking calm. I'm about to punch something. So what you can say instead, right? Try to get yourself to like a zen state by saying things that are like realistic and intentional that you can actually feel and mean, right? So you can say something like, I can get to a calm place, or I can get to a place of calm when I'm stressed. That's more realistic when you're telling yourself like, okay, I can calm down from this. Not I'm fucking calm when you're like pulling your hair out. Come on now. So statements have to be intentionally acted out, okay? Again, it needs to be felt. It needs to be believed. No random statements, okay? That won't do shit. So everything you're hearing out there as far as affirmations on just say a bunch of positive fucking words and something will happen, nah. You gotta feel it. You gotta believe it. You gotta act it out, okay? Intention. And on that note too, we need different affirmations. Like, and I don't think sometimes we realize that. Like, aside from specific affirmations that we could follow by actions, we also need different affirmation statements for different areas of our lives. Think of the wheel of life, right? Your relationships, your career, your physical environment, your health, mental health, physical health. Like think of all the areas of your life. Maybe you need affirmations for when you feel isolated or when you feel insecure at work. Those are two different affirmations, right? maybe you need affirmations regarding your relationships with others or your relationship with money. That's a relationship. Or even like your relationship with yourself, right? All of these things need different affirmations. So I want you to keep that in mind, right? Okay, so summed up with that, affirmations are just statements. We are saying statements all day long. We just want to make sure that our statements are more intentional and are focusing more towards the positive as opposed to the negative, because that kind of shifts our reality, that shifts our lives, our mindset. It's all about reframing. Now, I'm going to give you some tips on how to use affirmations in your life. Just stay tuned because some of these are really dope, okay? All right. Before anything, before writing affirmations and sticking them all over the place, you know, like how people do, you need to write yourself an apology note. Like, legit. You talk a lot of shit about yourself. Like, I'm sorry, for real. So say sorry, for reals, to you, right? And go back and read it, you know, every once in a while when you start feeling like you're slipping back into that negativity, right? And that letter is personal to you. Like, just write it down, notes app it, voice note it. Just say sorry, you know, sorry for saying these terrible things about you. Now, you have to start, like I said, writing, saying, living, breathing affirmations, right? So how do we do that? Obviously, we can find affirmations all over the place. If you're stuck on finding affirmations that work for you, I actually provided a link in the show notes with just a few, like just a few for all the areas of your wheel of life. But I want you to keep this in mind. Just reading affirmations off of a list, that doesn't really work either. You have to find an affirmation that's specific to you and specific to your situation and what you need, okay? You don't need a billion affirmations. You just need a few that are specific, okay? Something that I do is, well, I'll tell you a couple of things I do, but one of the things I do is I have this I Am app. This is not sponsored. It should be, though. I fucking recommend this shit to everybody. But anyways, the I Am app. And I just pick, they have a zillion fucking affirmations on there. And I just pick a few that are specific to what I need. And it's linked up to my Apple Watch. So I'm looking at my watch and boom, it pops up, right? So it's like, oh, okay, like just what I needed at the time. You know, it's nice, okay? You know, to get started, find a resource, you know, so you can find like different affirmation types and then go from there. And then you kind of create your own. Oh, side note, just because I'm thinking of the I Am app, I don't know if this part is like science or something. So I'm just telling you what I heard. I heard that affirmations are better when you say them in the third person, as opposed to saying like I am beautiful, you know, instead it's like Rosalba is beautiful, you know, like third person. I don't know about you, but I realized when I heard this, that I talk to myself in the third person all the fucking time. I don't know if that's a weird thing, but that's what I'm doing. Like, I was sick, right? This weekend, when my babes went off to work, I was by myself. And I was downstairs and I started putting my ice cube tray in my pantry and not the freezer. I know that sounds like drunk behavior, like I get it, but it's really just when I'm sick, my brain is broken. Anyways, as I did the ice tray thing, I'm like, Rosalba, you fucking idiot. And again, maybe it's just I'm the weird one and I'm the only one doing this third person shit. But when I think back on it, I actually do say a lot of third person stuff. But it's always negative. Honestly, it's usually me telling myself, Rosalba, you fucking idiot. I don't actually mean it. I'm a fucking genius. But you get what I mean. Like, I don't know. Try that third person thing. Like, I mean, try the affirmations using the I am statements, right? I am smart. I am kind. I am beautiful. I am what? All that stuff, right? But see if it works better in third person. Like, who knows? I'm going to try that out myself. I will be the guinea pig. Okay, moving on. So another great tip is that, it's going to be TikTok. You know what's, I don't know if you've seen this like really cute trend on TikTok. And it's basically like people standing in front of the mirrors, like singing to themselves some like a song or lyrics from like, a, you know, like a famous song or whatever. So they're standing in front of the mirror, you know, dancing it or whatever. And it's like, you know, the dope parts of songs. Now, I ain't no sound technician, but let me try to play a couple for you. And if they sound like crap, well, too bad. I don't know, like mute it or like cover your ears.
Hell, motherfucker, you know you are.
Okay, so a couple little trendy songs from TikTok where people are like in the mirror saying their affirmations, feeling good about themselves. You know, that shit hypes you up because of the music and it just makes you feel like a real baddie. Try it. Now, these are just like trendy songs on TikTok, well, my side of TikTok. I don't know what you guys been fucking watching, but look up songs that you really like. Like as you're listening to music, if there's some fucking hot lyrics that make you feel good, like say that. Mirror work, you know, on using affirmations is really important, right? Because you're looking at yourself, you're telling yourself, maybe you're shaking a little booty while you're doing it. It's just feel good all around. So again, these are just a couple little examples, but find what feels good for you. By the way, I want to mention too, like all this work that I'm mentioning, like, you know, the affirmations and the third person and finding affirmations for all areas of your life, dancing affirmations, this is all work we should be doing with our kids as well. For my teaching buddies out there, having students start their day with affirmations is fucking dope, right? And listen, it only takes a couple of minutes, you know, right at the start of the day to get their mind right, to let go of, you know, whatever nonsense they're coming in with or had the night before or any anxiety that they may be having about the upcoming day. And, you know, when you have students feel this, believe this, write this down, you know, students can add to it throughout the day or look back on it throughout the day, right? So it's kind of like a win-win. Now, I missed out on doing this when I had my own classroom, but I always encourage teachers that I work with to do this throughout their day, right? Work with kids on affirmations, right? And we've seen such positive results from it. And something else that I've seen out there that teachers are using, which is actually quite dope, is there are these like Snoop Dogg affirmations. So Snoop Dogg makes this thing where it's like, he'll say like, my feelings matter. And then the kids repeat it and I get better every single day. Like, you know, affirmations, but like it's Snoop Dogg saying it, right? So I don't know, bring Snoop Dogg in your classroom and let him work on the affirmations with kids. A couple minutes in the beginning of the day is fucking dope. So that's a tip for my little teaching buddies out there. Now for my parent buddies out there, affirmations are something we want our kids seeing us do, right? We want our kids to actually do them themselves. Think of beliefs in general, right? They're programmed in you by your surroundings when you're a kid. So why not plant something really positive in your kid's environment? For my youngest son, a couple years back, I actually took his planner, the agenda, whatever you, I don't know, where you write down your homework that schools give you, right? I'd write down little affirmations for him, right? So then that way he opened up his planner and, you know, to write down his homework for the day. And he would see things like, I am loved, I am funny, whatever, right? It worked for a little bit, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. It stopped working. So, and I think it's because it wasn't specific to what my kid needed to hear at the time. Because remember, these need to be specific to what you need. Not that it's not nice to hear I am loved. Like, that's a great fucking thing to read and to say. But maybe that's not the specific affirmation he needed at the time. The thing is, we have to get them to do something because we have to get kids in the practice of saying positive affirmations about themselves. You know, one thing that happens in my household is even if my kids aren't doing it themselves, which they do, I told you, they walk around a little cocky, but they always see me doing it, right? So I'm providing that example. If their brain as they're young is being programmed by their surroundings, where their surrounding is me dancing in front of a mirror saying dope shit. So, you know, I don't know. Think about your actions and see if you can find a way to build theirs, because the narrative that we tell ourselves matter, right? Another tip is to make a counter list. I kind of mentioned this before. If you have a hard time writing an affirmation, we'll take the negative thing and then flip it to the positive one in order to make an affirmation on it. So for example, let's say that throughout the day, you're like worried or think you're a failure or whatever, you know, whatever. You want to flip that. So let me give you an example. I was a teen mom, right? And there have been several times where I thought in my life, like, you know, that I thought, damn, I'm a shit mom, you know? And I'm not being delusional. I know there are many times that, you know, parents go through this and parents feel like they fucked up something with their kids or, you know what I mean? But listen, I'm not a fucking shit mom. And I know that. So what I do when I've had these, you know, thoughts is I really try to counter that statement and find evidence on how that's not true. Because remember, it's not just about saying the sentence. It's about actually meaning and being intentional and finding things that proves it to be right, proves it to be true. I can see through my relationship that I have with my kids that that statement, me being a shit mom, is just not true. My kids and I have a really strong relationships, right? So here's an example. Like, this is because it's kind of hard to wrap your head around, like, find evidence of it. Let's say that there's like a person that, like, I don't know, you're with, and they're, I love you, I love you, I love you, right? But then let's say they're just like nonsense. Like, they just, their actions don't show love, right? That's what I mean by, like, find evidence of that statement being true. Because in a situation like that, that person's just spewing out, I love you. They don't really mean it because their actions are trash, right? So this is what I'm saying, like, find evidence. If you are feeling terrible about your body and you're just telling yourself, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, girl, you will not really, that will not sink in unless you actually start believing it. So yeah, go in the mirror and find all the beautiful things about yourself. Wow, my hair is fucking beautiful today. Oh my God, look at, oh my God, like, my hair's so curly. And like, find the thing to make the affirmation really felt by you. It's so easy to tell ourselves like negative things all day long. So the mom thing was one example, but look at this other thing I'm going through right now. I'm 41. I started boxing again. I love boxing, kickboxing, all that stuff, right? You know this. But before starting back up, I was telling myself, oh my God, I'm too old for this shit. Like, my knees crack, my body makes sounds when it moves, you know? So what does my head say? Like, uh-uh, girl, don't get back into this. What are you, crazy? You're fucking old. See? Statements I'm already telling myself, and they're negative, right? You're too old, your knees crack, like, what are you thinking? That's a negative statement, therefore a negative affirmation. If I kept telling myself that, I would believe it. And if I kept telling myself that, I would find more evidence of that. Oh, my back hurts today. Yeah, I'm too old. And oh shit, like, I'm not flexible. You know, like, you start finding evidence to make that true. So instead, because I flip everything to positive as much as I can, I'm like, fuck that. My kids were interested in learning boxing and I wanted to do it because I love it so much. And then in my head, I'm like, yo, J-Lo's like 50 something years old and look at her. Beyonce is my age and look at all the shit that she's doing. Honestly, that should be everybody's mantra. If Beyonce could do it, so can you, because that's definitely a motivator. And look, I couldn't be happier that I got back into it, but that's because I flipped the narrative that I was telling myself. I was telling myself something negative because that is natural, right? It's a default of ours. And then I had to turn those statements into positive ones, right? Positive affirmations. So these are just a couple tips for you. Also, one last tip, actually. Don't skip morning and evening affirmations. I'm going to recommend that you do these twice a day, because remember, I've said this in past episodes, but just in case you haven't heard of it before, you haven't listened to those, our brain is in this thing called theta mode right before you go to sleep and right when you wake up, like right those two moments, okay? And it is the best time to reprogram your brain. If you're not aware of what that mode is, like, the science of it summed up, it's the time when the doors open to the conscious and subconscious mind, like, they're open, so you can like program yourself here. So it's like two great moments in the day to do some affirmations and even do some gratitude, which is another episode we had on here. But affirmations, morning, night, feel dope when you wake up, feel dope when you go to bed. It's all good. Okay, I did a good job not rambling today. I don't think I rambled, but anyways, I want to end on this note with you. I want to talk about love languages for a little bit. I did a past episode on love languages. I don't know what episode, go find it. But we all know that words of affirmation is one of the love languages. And I'm going to say two things about this. First, even if it's not your love language, you should be loving yourself in this way, right? Affirming yourself and increasing your self-worth, right? So it may not be your go-to love language. Make it a love language for yourself. Second, if words of affirmation is your love language, homie, you're doing it wrong if you seek it in others and you're not providing it to yourself first, for real. You cannot be dating someone, married to someone, with whatever, and expect them to fucking love bomb you with affirmations when you're countering that by saying all these shitty things about yourself to yourself, okay? I get it. A compliment feels good, right? Validation feels good. Of course it does. But give it to yourself first. Love yourself first. Value yourself first. Affirm yourself first. Like, I can't say this enough. Just think of this. Think about how many conversations you have in a day, right? None of them matter as much as the conversation that you have with yourself. And affirmations can help with that. Affirmations can increase that self-worth that we're always working on. It can increase self-worth in all areas of your wheel of life. But to do that, we have to be purposeful in our thinking. So start affirming. Well, that's a wrap from me. Hopefully you got something from this episode. You took something away. Don't forget to check out my socials because I'll give you more tips on there. And if you got something from this, share it with a friend. All right, I'll catch you next time.